Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia at the Greenbrier, and I'm with Neil Poland, president of Mullican Flooring. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. We're so glad that you came to join us for our 30th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, what a great place. This is a first-class location, and it's fitting, too, that we're in West Virginia because that's actually where it all started for Mullican, right?
1985, Ronceford, West Virginia. Bill Mullican Sr. founded Mullican Flooring on the banks of the Greenbrier River.
So the original plant was in Ronceford,
yep.
And what would they do? I mean, it was basically just a 2 1/4 strip unfinished oak, right?
What he did was he converted a truck flooring manufacturing plant into a residential flooring manufacturing facility that produced 2 1/4 unfinished, one width, red oak, white oak, 5 grades each, so a total of only 10 SKUs, and that certainly pales in comparison today what is offered in a Mullican product line, but that was the foundation. It was a great foundation. Bill Mullican Sr. was a tremendous visionary as he saw the hardwood flooring industry beginning to grow and took advantage of it. As they say, timing is everything.
Actually, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. And let me just, as an aside real quick, everybody knows, but let me just repeat that Mullican Flooring is one of the top 5 hardwood producers in the U.S., and you've been growing recently a little bit faster than the market. And it's interesting that you got in this business in 85, because if you look way back at the history of hardwood flooring, it really peaked, I think, in the 50s. So you kind of entered the game a little bit later than some of the other players, and yet the last 30 years have been quite a roller coaster ride for you, because, as you said, you started in oak strip, and now you have a wide assortment. Your focus primarily now is on pre-finished, and you do engineered, and you have locations now. You have factories in Johnson City, where you're headquartered, in Norton, Virginia, and in Holland, New York, as well as the original place, right?
That's correct, and Kemp, you're dead on. I mean, we went from 10 SKUs in 1985, where today we offer over 1,000 SKUs, and you know that's across pre-finished solid, unfinished solid flooring, pre-finished engineered flooring, and so many surface textures, colors, species, and widths that it still blows my imagination, and I believe it'll continue to be a challenge for all of us in the industry as the consumer really wants to fill their specific desire. Therefore, we're going to keep producing leading-edge styles, colors, textures, width to keep pace with the changing design trends.
You know, we've covered your news. As I think when you originally got into engineered, you went over and sourced out of Asia, and then you've come back now and you've built a factory in Johnson City where you're doing the majority of that here now, and you've gotten into the distressed look and wide width. So as you say, you cover the whole category now. Let's talk about business conditions right now. How's the business looking here in 2015?
Well, the business is, I would call it flat with last year, slightly ahead in units. There's been some pressure on the pricing just a little bit, and we're coming off of 2 good years of growth. So at this point, I'm going to say, you know, we're happy to be flat for the year.
So flat for the year, that's from a revenue perspective, but you're up in volume, right? Because there's been a little bit of shift down in pricing.
Yes, we have experienced an increase in volume across solid and engineered footage. You know, I'm going to say it's a single-digit increase. We're optimistic, though. You know, we're very positive. That's been one of the keys for Mullican Flooring over 30 years, is having energy and a positive attitude. And looking forward in 16 and 17, we believe this housing market really is going to come back, and it's going to create a lot of future growth opportunities within our industry, as hardwood flooring, you know, from the research that's been done, is still the most desirable floor covering, meaning the consumer, when given a choice at any price to pick a floor covering, chose hardwood 44% of the times in, I believe it was your recent research.
That's right. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that we keep waiting for this builder market, this housing market, to recover. And because it is an investment, the surface will last the life of the home. And so you see a lot of it being put in on the initial construction. And these economists keep talking about their prediction, and we just the last couple of years have missed where they thought we'd go with housing, right?
I'm with you. I mean, we're still in a housing depression, technically. Maybe doesn't quite feel like it because there's been such a shakeout throughout the floor covering industry, but we're still in a housing depression. We need those single family starts to be back up over a million starts per year. I mean, we're still stuck in the mid 600,000 range. And we've thought in 14 and 15 it would materialize after a good lift off in 13. It is not, but we're optimistic. It's a matter of time. There's pent up demand. We believe the housing market is going to improve tremendously over the next 2 to 3 years.
Neil, talk about when you came to the company and what your plans are for the next 30 years.
I came to the company in 1999, 17 years ago, and you know, I had big goals for the company, and I would tell you that we probably exceeded those goals because the industry has been good, and we've been fortunate to put together a great team of people. I feel like we've got the strongest management team. We're the largest independent-only hardwood flooring manufacturer in the U.S., and for the next 30 years, you know, we're going to continue to build more on our strong foundation. That is, we're going to continue to make tremendous capital investments in our plants so that it enables us to produce a quality product, with quality, you know, being the key element of our foundation going back to 85. We want to be able to keep pace with the design competition, the styles, colors, surface textures, looks that have been created by designers. So, you know, we want to be on the front edge of that. So that takes an investment in additional equipment. Obviously, we need to keep our labor costs under control so we can compete globally. Therefore, there will be a lot of investments in automation equipment.
All right, let's come back to this Pearl 30-year celebration. What a great place to pick. I mean, this is the first-class property. I mean, it's tradition. It was built back before the Civil War. And it kind of goes in character with who Mullican is as being a first-class supplier, right?
Well, you know, what's perfect about it is it's 10 miles from our Ronceford flooring plant, the original plant, in its same location on the Greenbrier River in Ronceford, West Virginia. We wanted to celebrate in a big way. 30 years is a tremendous accomplishment. When you have a celebration, it's always good if you can celebrate in an environment that is first class. The Greenbrier is a resort. They hold a PGA tournament. They have so many amenities that they offer here. There's a lot of activities. The resort has transformed itself in the last 5 years under new ownership.
And you've got some neat things planned for your guests. You've got all kinds of activities today. Talk a little bit about who's invited to celebrate this birthday with you.
So we've got our distributors from across the country and our core lumber suppliers from primarily this region here in attendance today, and then many other key vendors.
All right. Well, it's great to be with you. Again, I've been talking to Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring, at his 30th anniversary celebration, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.